This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, May 16th, 2007.
We were just talking about the annual report.
Here they come. They're coming right now.
They're slowing down.
Okay, well then we'll wait.
Hello.
So exciting meeting today.
Wow. So last meeting for this year. Huh? I was thinking about that. Can I lose that?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Who's
My name is
Hey, congratulations to you for reaching across.
Another Cornell.
That's right.
First child? Are you sleeping at all?
No. That easily answer.
I'm sorry to interrupt the thing, Donna. Can I just give one piece of advice? So you're not going to sleep now, and then maybe a few months from now you'll start sleeping. And then when your kid is 22 and is living in San Francisco with his girlfriend, and driving your old car, you're not going to sleep again. You're not going to go again. Right? You're not going to? So what are you doing tonight? We're going to a rock concert in San Francisco. And you're not going to sleep. And you're thinking about all the things that you did when you were 22.
Very true.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just get that off my chest.
Thank you for the warning.
Does anybody here have a child that age? And they know it's true.
Yeah.
Thanks
a lot.
You guys came in also.
The kid what?
Nothing.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so call to order again. Are there any late additions to the agenda? Let me just first say that there are a bunch of handouts here, and we'll kind of go through those as we go through the meeting. But the first order of business is to welcome President Horton and Mary Alpine to our meeting. And as you pointed out, this is our last nice meeting with you. So thanks so much for taking the time to be here. It's been a real treat for us to have you available and to comment on things and ask questions. Hear about anything that you want to say.
It's been really good for me. Do you guys have specific agenda items today?
Not until
actually. Okay. I have three things I wanted to do. How much, when do you want me out of here, Donna? Quick as possible. But I do have three things, if it's okay. You sure you don't have items? I don't want to step
in front of
you. Okay. So one thing I wanted to review the year a little bit with you in terms of my interaction with the elected leadership of the staff. And we could talk a little bit about it now, or you could just talk to me later, you know, or send me an email or whatever, because I want to make sure that we're doing this in a way that's helpful to you and scheduling it for next year and so on. I just want to do it the right way. Mary has ideas about this that she's shared with me, and I'm sure you know, you guys will talk about that when I'm not around. But I want to do it in a way that makes the best use of your time, and I want to continue to have regular periodic things. So please give me feedback now or later about how that could work. But especially about the stuff we cover, the topics that we cover, sort of agenda setting, you know, what you want to discuss. The second is, actually I guess there's four because I forgot Pat that I would see you, but I was going to ask again if you guys think, and if you think, Mary, I should try maybe once a year to go to Geneva, and if we did that, is there some way on that day that I go that there could be some presence from the larger employee assembly in Geneva that day? Not necessarily that you have to chase there, but could we have a phone hookup or something like that just to make them feel included? So I actually wasn't thinking about that, but it's just because we're sitting right here, I was thinking about it. One thing I was thinking about was about Weill Cornell. And I know that you don't represent the people at Weill Cornell, but there is some overlap in function. Some people do go back and forth a little bit. And I wondered for next year if it's something we can talk about. Isn't it right, Mary? I'm going to have some contact with the staff at Weill Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have an organization.
No, they're going to invite you to an open forum.
An open forum. So to whatever extent, there are either commonalities of things, or the specific thing I was thinking about was staff employees from here doing some work there or vice versa. For example, somebody told me that they're going to have I don't know what the title is, Cornell, I'm embarrassed, but what we used to call a research associate, a laboratory professional, going back and forth between operations, research associates. And so then, am I serving that population, I guess? So that's a question for you guys to think about how we could do it. And then the last thing is, on the issues of a follow-up to the Virginia Tech tragedy, Mary, I think, will affirm that everywhere I've been going, including this morning when I talked to those staff members who work in student services, Leanne was there, I think you were there, Hazel. I'm concerned that as we plan the communications, further refined communications strategies on campus, in case something horrendous would happen, or obviously something less horrendous but still there, how we think about the staff members, that we don't depend on, for example, text messaging or whatever you call it, that a lot of people don't carry these. Mary and I walking down the hall just now saw somebody from the custodial staff working in one of the other conference rooms with the machine going, obviously didn't have one of these things and, you know, couldn't hear anything, right, if there was something terrible going on. It's got the floor scrubber going on. So how would we do that exactly? And Rich McDaniel and Steve Golding and Mary, Susan Murphy, and a whole bunch of people, and especially Curtis Ostrander, are working on what I think is actually a very intelligent, redundant system where there'd be all kinds of things. Phone trees, you know, calling trees, this stuff for people who carry them, loudspeakers, like the police cars can have PA things. They do have PA things on them, loudspeakers, whatever you call it. Should we think about, for longer term, for the campus having some sort of a siren system?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Sounds really old-fashioned.
Old technology.
I saw it in Iowa, a tornado went through the campus, mm-hmm. and I hundreds of lives were saved because of the siren. People just got out of where they were, high up in buildings. And so, Mary is right in the middle of these discussions, and I'm assuming that you'll get input from the elected body about that kind of thing. But and Curtis, of course, in a way, represents a broad view of the campus interest. But I wanted to, anyway, assure you that we're working on it. And the thing we're doing is starting with those things where there's no room for any bureaucracy. You know, like if something like Virginia Tech happened here, you don't have time to start thumbing through a 30-page manual of procedures that everybody should call a dispatcher at the police thing, period. That's what you do 24/7. And then beyond that, of course, it'll be much more, you know, bureaucratic. There'll be all kinds of other things. And Mary will have been there, you know, been talking about this since long before I came here, and she'll be at all the discussions. So just wanted to keep you informed about it. So those are the items I just wanted to bring up. Do you want to talk about any of them? Or
yeah, I will. The contact with the medical college, I mean, it's something that we've talked about for years, and Mary, I know that you've been doing a lot of legwork for sharing with the medical college. I needed to touch base with someone there today, and it occurred to me, I mean, they're not connected to our email system.
Right.
You can't look up anybody's stuff.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I need to send this agenda to this particular person, so I had to call, contact that I have there, just happen to have his number, and he'll be like, okay, how do I get this to him? So, you know, just making it easier to reach out to those people when we need to, but I think would be a really good first step. I don't know if anybody else has regular dealings with the medical college and the staff there. No.
Is it right, Mary, not an exaggeration to say that you'll be front and center on all professional employment-related staff matters at Weill Cornell?
More than I've been. Right.
Okay. More than you've been. So at least whatever, even though there's not an EA, whatever discussion there is,
and when we
you'll have
the,
a person there, is what I'm saying.
Right, when we have the open forum, which I don't know exactly yet when that will be, but when we have it, it might be a good idea if a couple of you can come down.
I think that would be
fantastic.
And
get to know them. Their work is very, very different, and their environment is very different. But they're still, they're part of Cornell, and it's a really fascinating, actually a really fascinating set of things that they do there.
Would people be willing maybe to call for the day to some be a hardship deal to have to go to New York City?
More than a luxury.
Is the plan to form an EA there or to assimilate them with us? I guess I'm not clear.
We really aren't there yet. I started those conversations. I don't think that they would want their employee program, whatever that is, to be under the Ithaca employee program. But they don't have a human resource person right now, and so when we get a HR person in there, some sort of staff representation needs to be developed. They don't have anything. One thing you know, about 4,000. About 1,000 of those are faculty. And,
can you imagine? Amazing. Now, remember, though, that we don't own the hospital, so that's the biggest number of employees, you know, are affiliates, but we don't, they don't work for us.
Right. The 4,000 actually are the people I think we pay.
Right.
And then there's a ton more than that. And you can't tell in the hospital who is being paid by whom. And that's a large part of their issues is setting a separate Cornell identity when you walk into a department of the hospital and three of the people are Cornell people and two are from Columbia and the rest are being paid at the hospital.
Yeah, it's very, very confusing. And of course, as a patient, you know, you don't want them to worry about it. You know, you want to just everybody team up and do the right thing, but it's really a challenging thing.
Although they do things together that are really interesting, like they did, it was the hospital, I don't know if Columbia, but it was definitely the hospital in Cornell. They did their own version of that show where they eliminate people every week, American Idol. And they have a big gala once a year. And before they had their headliner, they actually had the winners of this pretty elaborate process. Were you there for that? Pretty elaborate process come and entertain, sing. And they were very good. So.
What do you think?
It was really good. And so they do things that bring their community together. It's not as though they don't, but they just don't have the same programs we do.
Maybe they should make a reality show about the EA. The EA.
It's been called the Dr. Scorton House. This is Dr. Phil McGraw House.
Oh, what a nightmare that one. I just got to think about that a little bit. Do you think people would like want to watch this meeting again and again and again?
Yeah.
Like, real crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
Donna?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you need from either of us in advance of your presentation to the board?
I don't think so. In your packet of stuff, you should have the written agreement report that will be included.
Is that going to be the schedule?
That's in the agenda. Yeah. So that'll be in the agenda for the board. And just for everybody's information, the meeting is on Friday, May 26th at 6:45. And I think I'm first on the agenda, and I wrap up my meeting at 15 minutes before that. So I'll be flying in changing hats one thing to another. So.
But it's open at that point, so if you want to come in so that there are other staff besides Donna.
Yeah, I'd love to have you there.
And where is Donna?
It's on stage.
You know, that's a really great idea because it gives us a chance, give me a chance to recognize all of you.
Yeah,
and let them see that there is. It's a really good idea.
Yeah, I'd love to have you there. A few of you have attended in the past. Joe certainly has presented.
Yeah, it's been really
great. So, yeah, it's... if you can make it, that would be great. We'll probably send out. Maybe you can help me send out a calendar reminder on that. But as far as the speech goes, Dennis and I are working on it.
You'll let us know if you need anything.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you think. But we really kind of a recap for
between the last meeting that we had, we kind of wanted to go back over the year, find out what you found helpful in these meetings and what we can do to help you next year. Hopefully, having us in these meetings and having our input and able to help in your transition. So I guess the honeymoon is over.
Well, this thing I told Leanne and Hazel at the meeting this morning, so sorry you have to hear it again, but I knew the honeymoon was over when a student stopped me on Arts Quiet. I write these columns, monthly columns for the Daily Sun, and some student said, you know, aren't you President Scorton? And I said, well, yes, I am. Kind of thing. And he said, hey, I read your column in the Daily Sun, and I thought he's going to like burst into song about the grapes. And he said, you know, it's great that you're doing it, but could you get to the point earlier when you're writing it? He said, in a really nice way, you know, just the way students are, there's no veneer of civilization or whatever. And he just said, you know, it's great that you're doing it. We all appreciate that you're trying to be student-centric or whatever, but we just don't have patience to wait through four paragraphs to get to what you're saying. So I knew that day that it was kind of furniture here. But this has been, you hear me talk about staff stuff all the time. I think it's very important to me. You made the transition much, much easier. You've done, and a lot of the people on the table. Peter, we've done a lot of things, at least in social situations together, Leon and others. And I get a lot of feedback. For example, the feedback I got from Leon after the last meeting, even though it wasn't exactly on the agenda, we didn't talk about it, feedback about some of our diversity, bureaucratic functions, and so on. So the main benefit that I've had other than learning about your process is just getting to know you and that you feel that the barriers are down for you to tell me stuff and you know, make criticisms is really the main thing. So whatever way you think and your constituents think is helpful, I'm very glad to do it, just as long as we can do it in advance and schedule it. I very much want to do it. The most helpful things to me have been the times where there's been a specific issue that I was able to prepare for, like when you gave you the chili chat feedback and that business about people feeling guilty, like almost a stigma about taking vacations. That was an eye-opener for me. And the other thing that's made it easier for this group, more than the faculty and students, is that last January of 06, right when I got appointed, Mary gave me a very extensive, like a summary of this staff employment situation. A lot of detail. And I still actually use that summary, even though I realize it's a year dated now. The concepts in the summary, the pay scale, benefits, the sort of jobs people do and stuff is very helpful, a very organized way for me to understand what's going on. And so all those things were helpful. The summary was helpful. The times where there were specific issues like chili chat and the direct feedback that I've gotten, just because we've gotten to see each other at that depth. You and I have seen each other probably 15 times at events now or more. So, it's really been fantastic. I'd be happy to have it just like it is or change it if you want. And I'd just ask you if you would to work with Mary. What I'm doing is the all the things related to student meetings I'm asking people to work through Murphy, Susan Murphy, and these issues, of course, with Mary and the faculty issues with Biddy or one of the associate provosts. And that's just so that I can make sure that I'm doing things in a way that is the best use of our mutual time. But it's been great for me. I'm really grateful, very grateful that you guys made the transition so easy. Away from the meetings, the thing that was very useful to me, you may laugh about this, those things where you had me serve food, you know, we've done it two or three times, is no, seriously fantastic because I meet people going by, getting the food, and then walking around and just seeing people in those tables and their families is terrific. It's a terrific. So I meet the dozens and dozens of people in that hour. Which is really, really good thing. It's hard to do that for the faculty, very hard. I can do it in student areas and with you all because you let me, because you invite me. So please keep inviting me to do that. That would be great. And also, the other thing I like is that people watch me to make sure I don't eat long. Somebody told me the very first time, one of your colleagues said, do this and then you'll eat later. And I said, okay. I sort of understood they don't want me to like put this stuff in my mouth. So, those are the things that I found helpful.
Well, one of our goals this year was to try to be more proactive than the other. So having leaders on the table has really helped us do that. So a few things, and I pointed those out in the report, is that it seems as if, that there's been a little more recognition of staff involvement in campus governance this year. You guys all feel that too? We staff members are now starting to be included on committees like the inclement weather policy. The climate neutrality, there's just a bunch of stuff that now we're being asked to be involved in, and I think that that's really much more of an issue than it has been in the past. So I'm attributing that to your interest in the community and involvement. So that kind of tightens the role of the EA, which is great, because I think, in all honesty, part of our problem in recruiting folks for elections and having any interest in being nominated for the assembly is that the notion that governance doesn't matter, staff involvement in governance just doesn't matter, and it's not recognized and it's not valued. So having you here at the meeting is really shows that that's not
true. It's nice to say that. I will continue to have this be a very high priority. I do think long before I was here, Mary is very, very, very effective spokesperson. And also, whenever we're somewhere that I have a chance to observe you guys in action, like my interactions with Leon, stuff that we've done together, the day that you and I were at the master planning thing and issues about staff input came up, I think that you guys do a good job standing for staff issues. I really do. And all I'm doing, honestly, I'm not trying to false modesty, but I just think that I'm putting it on the agenda so I can just do it rhetorically. But the real work of getting your hands dirty has to be you all and Mary, and I think you're doing a good job. And we won't go backwards on that. It's good. I'm sure you know this, and not to embarrass you, but everywhere that Mary goes, every meeting she's in, there's something comes up that could remotely be related to staff, which is almost everything. She brings it up. And so I know that that's not the same as an elected staff rep, because she's part of the problem, I'm part of the solution.
Being a bureaucrat,
I knew that was going too well.
but that's important. That's important as well. And the fact that you've been in a leadership position, but also involved, because of being Goldie's operation, obviously, puts you at the table in certain things. The main thing I would say, after years and years and years of working on staff issues, is just that the leadership group is not only important because of the fact that you represent all the thousands of people standing behind you, but because of the meetings you go to and the things that you do in your own individual jobs, bringing up staff perspectives and the natural course of business. That's the most important thing. Because it's not artificial, you know what I mean? Like, when I say something, it's great and people are happy about it, but it's always rhetorical by the nature of me saying it. Well, the president said something, great, it's an aspiration. When you bring a specific issue up in the context of something in your own organization that's happening, like when we were in Geneva and we were talking about one of the gentlemen who works in facilities was talking about access to
methane gas.
I couldn't remember what it was. There's a great example of bringing up a thing of not only staff expertise, but his point of view. So I just encourage you to be outspoken and forthright like you are. And that's where the real work is done. But it's been wonderful for me. I'm very grateful to you guys. I'm also grateful this is the last meeting. I told Mary I'm going to kiss the ground when I got it. I got my last student forum. I had my last round with the faculty thing. Now this. Sorry, but so yeah, I got a little spot on my rug all cleaned up.
So, what are the hot issues for next year?
Gosh, the way I'm built on it, you have to tell me what the high issues are. The things I'm going to be talking about, so your issues are the most important. The thing I'm going to be following up on this over the summer, too, on security and so on. The thing that came up at Chili Chat about vacations, I'm going to take some downtime this summer and hope that my immediate colleagues will take downtime. And I hope that you guys, as leaders, will show that it's possible to have some time to yourself, especially because your constituency has bubbled itself as, in that round, the number one issue. And so I think thinking about taking care of yourself, that's the issue, is very, very important. And that's part and parcel, the core of the Virginia Tech issue. taking care of each other, taking care of yourself, and the whole stress mental health thing that will be an issue for next year. Otherwise, they'll be the same things. So, you know, just trying to get started this year, more discussions about diversity, place of staff and the employment situation, and a lot of work on the fundraising side. But the campaign's just getting up a serious head of steam now, and hopefully you'll be hearing lots of this in the next few weeks. So I think that, unfortunately, I spent a lot of time in meetings with people in New York City and elsewhere, probably a third of my time off campus in this 9 months, so 25%, 30% of my time, because at the same time, I'm just starting to meet everybody, and I'm also, you know, I ask them, gee, it's great to meet you. May I borrow your wallet? You know? It's sort of a funny conversation to have with you. They know why you're there, right? Like, not really because you wanted to see what your Cornell pin looks like that day. And so that's been fascinating kind of experience. But I guess the biggest thing is that you should set the agenda. You're the ones who know your agenda best. And just to the extent that I could get stuff before the meeting, like the chili chat thing, that was fantastic. You had a chance to think about it a little bit and whatever. But I'm also glad, you know, down at the conference and just a little bit more. The main thing is just keep asking me, let's just keep talking to each other, keep thinking.
I can offer something. There seems to be a congruence between something the employee assembly has talked about for the past year and something you just brought up now, which is taking care of ourselves and taking care of our community. The employee assembly, along with the other assemblies, has sought to break down barriers between the two assemblies and various constituents. So it sounds like that would be a great agenda item for
the
upcoming year.
I would love that. And the student services people, that's a huge thing for Janet Corson-Reichert and that whole gang. And, you know, she and Tommy, and I don't know if you had a part of this, Mary, a year and a half or so ago, writing up the Caring Community. It was a 2-page review. That's something, if you haven't seen, it's worthwhile looking at. Similarities, but yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. You know, thinking about the other assemblies reminds me, I failed to say, well, we'll still have the campus code to talk about because I got all the resolutions and I sent my response back just a couple days ago. And of course, I said that I endorsed the idea of going on and continuing to deliberate. I asked them that the assemblies try to wrap it up by the end of the calendar year, which is what some people had suggested to me would be a time, of course, to aim at. And I just reiterated, reemphasized some things in there, in the report from the CJC that I agreed with were important, like making sure that the issue of off-campus activities was considered, trying to simplify the readability that was one of the things they made at the code, and then that the sanctions were appropriate to the things that occurred. So that's going to be an issue for the beginning of the year.
Well, I
think what she's trying to get you to do is stop sign. So I should leave. I guess. I think when she went like this, that was like a stop.
No, I actually,
you have seemed very. You mentioned Geneva, and I kind of wanted to elaborate a little bit. What we've done in the past, and I guess we haven't been fortunate enough to be able to do it this year, we've been able to hold 1 and 2 actual EA meetings in Geneva. And I think that is a very valuable thing. And when you're talking about the medical college, I'm almost wondering if could we go there one time and have a meeting there and have them kind of observe what we do. I don't know if that's appropriate.
I think you should take Mary's counsel on that. She'll know the scene. I'm getting to know the faculty scene and the student scene. Mm-hmm. I haven't spent any significant time on the staff at Weill. I haven't even toured the hospital yet, even though, you know, that's where I come from, so to speak. So I can't give you the intelligent answer. I mean, I don't know if you have an opinion.
Yeah, I think let's see how the year plays out there. But they're in transition right now, so... And you can understand that as they find their own identity and culture related to the staff, they want to really do that sort of about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're just getting started in things that we've been doing for quite a while. Mm-hmm.
That's all I want.
I knew there was something.
But you know, there's other ways to think over the long term about other parts of Cornell. There's the farm. There's all the cooperative extension offices. There's a lot of Cornell that's not on this campus to think about, and even actually just other parts of the campus.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, there's an interesting thing, derivative from what you just said. Let's say a few people ever were going to go to New York City for whatever reason. We have staff all over New York City that are not related to medical school. And I visited the 3 out of 5 footprints that we have so far just to meet the staff. I was at the ILR offices, the extension offices, and the architecture and planning thing in 17th Street. I've never been to operations research, and I haven't been to the, there's an outline extension thing in Brooklyn, or no, I'm sorry, in the Bronx. And so maybe that's something you could consider sometime is, because that's really the same group, right?
Right.
They're represented by EA.
If they schedule an open forum, you know, that's only one event, and we could swing.
That's what I'm thinking about. Go down to 34th Street or something, and mm-hmm. if we have an end up somewhere and I have to buy you guys drinks, so be it.
I like that.
Are the employees at the Cornell Club, are they Cornell employees, or is that private?
It's a separate organization.
It's separate. And what about Qatar?
Qatar is part of the
Qatar is for them.
Well, I've heard it pronounced a hundred times, but it's part of the medical.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'll tell you what about pronouncing it. I'm taking Arabic instruction, and I tell you right now, neither one of what you said is right, but I don't know either. the Q sound is a letter called Ka, and it's made way back.
It's not a rose now.
Way back. Way, way back. So I can't do it. But what you guys did was wrong.
I know what it's not.
And then you're all right.
Yeah, if you say Doha, you're good.
Yeah, you say Doha. Try to avoid the country.
I may not know how to do it, Liam, but that wasn't
so how often are you over there?
November.
Oh, you never been.
No, I'm going there end of June. I'm going for just 2 days.
I see.
And so.
Why don't you go off the way?
I knew you were going to start giving me a hard time about that.
You don't want to see that travel trip. That's the end of a very long trip for him.
Yeah, I have occasion to talk to somebody in London. I've never been to London, so I'm going to go there for 2 days. And then I'm going to Qatar for 2 days, and then they're doing a Tony Gatto, the provost at the medical school. I'm sure you know who he is. He's a real, real famous cardiologist, separate from all the stuff that you know about him here. I've known him since the early '80s. A real, real big time cardiologist. The statin drugs that everybody takes, you know, maybe some of you aren't statin drugs. I've been on them. He's the guy who put him on the map. Huge, huge, like international treasure in cardiology. Anyway, they're naming a unit, not for money, but for the honor of his name. They're naming a unit in Istanbul at a big hospital in his honor. So I've known him for so long, I just wanted to go there. So since I was there, I thought I would go to Qatar. So it's like she said, it's 2 days, three countries in 6 days or something like that.
Wow.
But I'm going to know like a lot of Arabic. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to know how to say whatever. Sorry. It's not what you guys said. That's all.
Did we want to look at the resolution at this time? Mm-hmm. I did look at it. This is for your budget. I had only one comment on this.
Some letter?
No.
Sorry.
I just want to sign off blindly.
Now, I know we've talked about this before, but you know you missed the budget cycle, right?
We did.
Okay. So whatever happens with this, the budget proposal for next year, you need to be doing that this summer. And so I have something in August from you for 2000 and for FY09. Or Tommy does, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because this is too late right. for now.
I know. And we knew that.
Okay.
We knew that.
Okay. But the comment I had was only in under communications committee.
Mm-hmm.
One comment and one question. The comment is, I'm not really sure that the best way to describe the new $3,600 request is as chili chat. Mm-hmm. You may want to talk about that as ongoing forums or something so that you don't limit yourself to just the chili chat.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
So like ongoing forums or open forums or, yes, you know, meetings with community. I don't know.
Yes.
And then what is new employee package?
That's where I'm working with your office, too. It's for Welcome to Cornell.
Oh, something for the orientation?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We were going to have it. The communication committee had talked about after someone's at Cornell, like 3 months or 6 months, we just send them a little flyer pamphlet thing,
okay,
saying who we are, what we do, or are you interested in being on a committee, trying to get more people interested around
okay,
elections.
So great. So that's all. I just wanted to about that. So what we do with this request is something that Tommy and I will have to take offline for 0708 because there's no the budget process is closed, so it can't go through the budget. It's not really a budget request; it's an overfunding. It's an overfunding request that we'll have to look at between us.
Well, I see credit fill is different,
yeah,
even though there's not a new allocation.
Right, the budget's already closed for the year, so it's going to the board next week. So for the following year, if you could start in the summer or early fall with a target of getting something in draft form to Tommy and me by maybe early September.
Yes. So Pat, what we can do then is the resolution is just dated 0809.
Right.
And we've got it as a base to start from.
One of the things that I think was important that we needed to say was that as a result of overspending, we were forced to come to you for some money, and we were forced to go to the Office of Assembly. So that,
and you know, you come to me, and do you know where I go? Then
you
I go to
him.
You might
have
gone
right there.
Don't put that in the resolution.
Mary has to go to Steve.
So I think we will.
Then yes, and then I get sent to Carolyn, and only and then I say, the president told me to come.
You know, when Hunter was president at Iowa and I was his vice president, he told me all these sort of head on his knees, so to speak, you know, teaching me about this stuff. And he said, never have any money in the office, you know? Never have any money in your office. Just send them elsewhere. It was right. He was right, seriously, because then you don't get in trouble and all this stuff. So. He said, if you ever have somebody named Opperman, send them to
So you might want to do this as a budget, you know, but you'll need to inflate it because this is what you think you're going to need for next year. So you want to look at some reasonable adjustment for the year. And then something short of the resolution needs to come to Tommy and I about what you anticipate your shortfall to be for the year that we're about to go into. Yeah.
Can do.
On that note, food is here.
Thanks a lot for everything. Have a great, great summer. I'm sure I'll see some of you around.
See you later.
Take care of yourself. It's good to see you everyone.
Thank you.
Can you give us a correct pronunciation?
To chair the university benefits committee meeting here. So we're going to skip around in our agenda a little bit. I did ask for late additions, but I'm not sure that everyone is here when I asked for that. So do you have anything to add to the presentation?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just.
Did you want to wrap one new report on the agenda?
Don't
but I'm
gonna do
report
from the chair.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, actually I saw a tweet come out on a couple different occasions. So who volunteers for Knesset regularly?
I work that day.
Only in the college.
I work
that day. Other volunteers for Knesset.
You mean university or the college?
Either.
I can't. It's a big
time
for us.
So let me volunteer.
I volunteer for the college, my college every year.
Well, okay. Why do
you
ask? Okay. Yeah, well, it's a big day here at the university. So I would strongly encourage anyone who has never participated in commencement or attended or any of that stuff to
think about volunteering this year. It's a really worthwhile event. Just even the awe of it all, being in the stadium full of people and everybody just casting down, and all the parents and grandparents are really shocked.
I was just
going
to say, it's just a fun time.
No, me either. I mean, I coordinate the mobility impaired section.
You have to get
a fun. It's not a fun job.
That's not fun.
Yeah, you know, that's
where's
not fun
paper?
Either. Right. So, no, I mean, there are aspects of it that aren't fun, but the event itself at the stadium, it's really worthwhile. If you can adjust your calendars to be able to be there in whatever capacity, if you have to work, or if you can volunteer either with your own college or at the event, I really...
It's the best day on campus.
Thank you.
We're not doing something as a group, the EA, and a volunteer.
No,
we're,
but if anybody wants
individual.
To volunteer and you want to be in the mobility impaired section, actually, Sebastian inquired about that, which I thought was nice, and asked if we did anything as the EA in that regard. So I told him to volunteer for much. Please, he would be a few EAers together. So there's that. Dennis, did you have anything else? Okay. A reminder for the staff graduate reception this afternoon. Also, I think one of the really nice events that the Employee Assembly is involved in annual basis, even though we might not contribute financially. We won't be involved there. But it's a really nice event. And it's this afternoon at 4 o'clock in your State Hall. You can be there for that. It would be nice to have an EA present. Okay, so that said, I'm going to jump to the report from the chair, which really all I wanted to bring to your attention was the annual report, which we've gone over a couple of times. So it's a 3-page report, even though we really didn't do much this year. It ended up being 3 pages. And I was asked to read it over. We printed in the trustee agenda. So it'll get circulated to the trustees, and they'll know what it is we did or didn't do. And then I have probably 5 minutes. Sometimes they say I have 10. If I have 5, I'll stretch it to 10. the notion was that Dennis and I talked about this, was to kind of, all the trustees are here for the May meeting because we have commencement. So that's why the meeting is on campus. So that's a graduation ceremony. I was going to tie it back to staff graduation ceremony. And then tie it into the idea of everybody receiving grades and a report card. And then thought that the EA would do a little report card on President Horton so that the trustees would know how he did his first year at Cornell. Does that sound like a good one?
So cool.
Okay. Leon's going to burst our bubble.
No, that's a great idea. The only thing that's in the annual report under the George Peter Award for Dedicated Service.
Yeah.
Is it too late to indicate how many population-wise staff members work at this campus in that paragraph?
Oh, it's already been printed,
okay.
So I can't change it.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't change it, but I can see through it.
Okay.
If you think that's important to do. See if I can see through it. Okay, so that's what's going to happen on Friday the 26th at 2:45.
If you have more time to talk to me, like ad hoc, some extra stuff.
Sure.
Like, for example, thing. Even if you don't use the words to try listening to leaders, I definitely think
I should call that
it
out.
It was one of our biggest things. I think we learned a lot, so maybe gives us an excuse to talk about a lot of staff issues, like child care and hours and
you
all
know
that
what?
Crazy stuff.
Maybe I can find a way to incorporate that into the report card then. Because President Horton mentioned we learned a
Because the place,
there's there's tension.
Yeah, yeah, right.
The other thing here is like we have forms, you know, there's no thing that bothers the local board.
Okay. Just so you know that.
Did you edit out all the good stuff?
Just one side point. While you're making your address, these are all well-heeled leaders that you're talking to. So if you use a phrase that listening to leaders, they're going to like that. I can understand how you might make it a little, but listening to leaders, I think they'll really appreciate it.
All right. I'll find a way to incorporate that into President Gorton's report card. And just say, you know, we did a series of forums, which would be the Chili Chat thing, and followed up on that this year with a listening to leaders. How's that?
Yeah, or maybe if it doesn't work with the staff population in this, in the annual report, maybe in the report card, wherever you think it's best.
Well, the other thing I was going to do is, you know, kind of speak to the fact that President Sport indicated he's gotten to know us this year as people. I really want to try to have a meeting, or a luncheon, sponsor a luncheon event with trustees and employee assembly in October. And if it can't be just the employee assembly, then I want to do it with office, let's say maybe all four assemblies to get together and sponsor that. But I'm just going to ask them if there's a meeting. Because if the trustees are not in their head and saying that they want to do it, then we'll get done. I'm just tired of being done.
That's a good idea.
You know, we keep asking and asking for it, and nobody will give it to us. So if I do it there and look at Pete Minus and me not, we're doing it. So the only risk I run is if she doesn't know. But I don't think we do that. So that's kind of the piece on that. So thanks for your suggestion. So given that, Michael of course isn't here today, and I wish that the trustee meeting for that last week of May. So he'd be able to report to us in June on what happened at those meetings. So let's go into new business. As I said, I need to leave in about 15 minutes. And then we'll ask people to finish up on the committee reports and the old business for the school of minutes. So, elections. And what I'd like to do is turn it over to Peter and Hazel. You all should have received an email asking for nominations for officers. So, who wants to go from here?
I personally don't really feel comfortable running the elections without all the candidates being present to make their statements and accept their nominations, specifically Kerry, Powell. And so, and we discussed the idea of having another meeting on the 30th of this our year. I think that should be a good idea if we have that meeting just for voting, then we have all the nominees there present so they can make their statements and accept the nomination.
I disagree with that because that I think that this meeting was for this purpose, right? We knew it in advance. I think we knew it in advance. And isn't this supposed to be the last meeting, or am I mistaken?
This is the last meeting.
Huh?
Last scheduled meeting.
Yeah. And I think that didn't Kerry, she let it be known what her position is. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
The only person I saw that denied their nomination was you. Declined it was you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm under the assumption that if you're silent, you have no problem in making a nomination.
Well, Kerry had sent an email to Donna, Peter, and I stating that she had heard that she had been nominated for different
chair and vice chair.
I've heard that I am nominated for one or more of the executive positions. Unfortunately, I will be unable to attend the next EA meeting. This coming Wednesday is the wellness program Lucky Numbers Walk event in celebration of National Employee Health.
I know.
She sent
a paper company out here. She's coming up.
just that you want to catch people and still be, it's still a big thing whether it's canceled today or not. There's still a lot for her to do.
In my absence, please let the EA members know that I enthusiastically accept any nominations. In the event that I am elected to one of the executive positions, I will work hard to learn and then surpass my responsibilities. Thank you, Carrie.
Well, good to me.
Loud and clear. However, could we also nominate other people?
Yeah, I mean, we can self-nominate one. So do we have a list of nominees? Yeah, so there was some questions about election format. So we prepared for this the same way we do for other assembly elections, which is you have the elections in the order that the positions are listed in the charter. So, for instance, you have a chair election, and after the chair election, if any of the people who were candidates in that election but do not become the chair were interested in another position at that point, they could be nominated for that. So you do one position at a time.
And do we do them by ballot, or do people go out of the room or stay in the room, or what's the procedure?
There's a contested office. Yeah, we do by ballot.
Secret ballot.
And the format, tell me if there's a different way you think this should be done. The format in other assembly groups has been the candidate speaks individually with the other candidates outside of the room, and then after each one speaks, there's also an opportunity for questions. And then when all of them have spoken, they all remain outside while people discuss, and then they come back in. And
that's true.
So, Peter, this goes about Carrie not being able to be here.
About the who gets to vote, not me, but whoever's going to be on EA next year, because
they're not seated yet.
But they're...
The charter's screwy, and I agree with the charter's screwy. But if they're not on EA, they can't vote.
Well, we talked about this before.
Well, I think it's the incoming members of the EA.
Somebody's
in the charter. I know it's always been a really wacky arrangement.
I mean, even if we postpone the actual voting until they were seated, it would end up being the same way, so we might as well do it now so we know who the leadership has come next year instead of having that kind of low
one. Not saying it's not screwed.
Do you want to start the presentation?
Who's got this?
He's going to get this right.
So, yeah, who's the nominees?
Nominee for chair is Carrie and myself. Vice was Leon, Carrie.
I declined.
And Tori, Leon declined.
We can write them on the whiteboard.
Yeah, can you do that?
Could it be done by Donna?
Well, technically, she should be on the chair by IOC.
You don't have an IOC chair anymore. Well,
he failed
out.
Can you make that executive vice chair?
The vice squad.
How
about EBC? There you go.
You put a little heart next to that.
Did you put a smiley face next to that?
Put a dog on your
face. Yeah.
Tori, you were nominated for finance as well. Probably could be gone tomorrow.
I saw that she was. I read she was.
And you just write lawman? Carl.
Hazel, I'd like to also nominate Peter for chair and Brian.
Vice?
I think I said chair.
Brian?
Yeah.
For a parliamentarian, would you have, I think I nominated Tori for parliamentarian. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
So now, for,
so
we,
based on what Ari said, the
are we waiting for him to come back?
People who aren't elected for chair would automatically be brought into the executive vice chair.
Same thing. I was joking and I wasn't paying attention. And I apologize.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think it said automatically.
Yes, you can have it.
All right, I misunderstood.
Is he coming back?
Yes.
He's
looking it up.
Correct.
He's like, I'm fully talking
about.
It's not like if you lose it.
I asked for a note of clarification from Madam Chairperson. Your name is conspicuously absent up there.
Yeah.
Is that by your choice?
Yeah, I'm not allowed
by charter
to be elected as chair again without a change to the charter.
Right, but about other positions?
I declined any executive committee nomination this year because I think it's important to transition people into leadership role. I still have 1 year left on the EA, so I'm going to be here as support and backup, but now I need to step up. Okay, so?
So, just for a point of clarification, are we waiting for Ari to come back? Or not?
Yeah, Ari's going to tell us if he's actually eligible to vote.
Okay.
To clarify that. And then we'll see if we have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Nine people.
How many?
Well, nine.
Okay.
Well, it depends on which people are counting.
Okay.
But
anyway,
I think we looked this up before with the new people, but I could be wrong. I thought so, too.
What was that? I didn't
hear. Like we had talked.
Yeah.
I think what we've done in the past is let the new and the old people. So, you know, the incoming and outgoing have voted.
I personally asked Leanne why he would feel this. I mean, I have decided to accept the nomination. I don't want to ask you why you put my name on there. Why you thought it might be good for this.
Oh, because I think you're actively engaged. I think you've made a contribution. And I think I think you're capable of doing the job.
How do we feel about Carrie not being here to represent herself from the most perspective?
I think during the meetings, she's always expressed herself very well, very thoroughly, very detailed. I think she's a very credible candidate. Yeah. And her
email. So we're comfortable conducting the election without her being able to.
I am, but I'm only speaking for me.
Yeah, she is.
The email that she sent out, I thought it expressed it very well.
Okay. I just wanted to use her. Yeah,
that was. Excuse me.
Doing this the right way.
Yes.
Oh, you're searching? I think we should have Googled it.
Google?
We should have Googled the question.
All right, can I ask a question, though? A point of clarification as we speak. If, in fact,
someone who was nominated for chair does not get it, then can they, can we already cover this? They can be nominated then for another.
For
does it have to happen now, or does it happen after we do the chair?
Yeah,
The blind.
I swear
the
that blind wasn't there before.
On June the 1st, the outgoing EA shall be officially replaced by the newly elected EA. As soon as possible after June 1st, the newly elected EA shall hold an organizational meeting to elect the above named four officers.
We've already found the head
but
of
we have
time
five officers, so I don't see.
Well, when was that was made, there wasn't five officers.
And we've always done it in vain.
Well, yes. Everybody is secretary.
One, two, three, four, five. It lists five.
So
this
didn't change.
Four.
This didn't change it.
Oh,
go ahead, Peter.
Our logic was that it doesn't really matter if you hold a meeting then or now. It's going to be the same people and the same results. So there's no need to wait until June. We can hold the election with those people.
I think
that the voting for the new officer should be by. What I see it saying here is that the officers have to be EA members
now of the election.
First, but the people who vote for them have to be EA members for the next term. Mm-hmm. Is that?
According to that, it's as of June 1st. So whoever's an EA member as of June 1st,
yes.
Which Joe, for example, he wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Right. So who's on first and what's on third?
So what's the
agenda? You kids are too young to know what that means.
My question would be then, what is the advantage of doing this now? Why
so we don't have a law, so we don't have like any meetings where there's nobody.
What difference does it make if this is the last meeting of the year? Mm-hmm. And we have elections now, or if we have elections at the first meeting of the next year, mm-hmm. I guess I don't
okay,
see.
Well, I agree. We need a budget
in the budget.
Yeah, but we'll
we
still.
We have no official.
That'll
we
still happen. We should still be fine with that. I guess I'm struggling to understand why are we forcing this. If the charter says what it says, why are we not? We seem to be able to find every reason not to do what the charter says, but we never find a way to change it to make it to do what we want.
And what the previous sentence, you didn't read it. The way it was written years ago, very nebulous as it was the nominations came from one EA,
yeah,
and the election came from the other EA.
That's right. Sure.
That's the way it's written, which is
right.
Straight. So this slate can be carried on to the first meeting in June. Everybody's apprised of who's. Up, names are up there. Mm-hmm. I've been the new EA vote for.
I personally would be all for holding elections then because I, for example, would really have to think a lot about it.
Well, if you also remember
election.
In the past,
I agree.
Sometimes, there have been some times where candidates have submitted, whatever that word is, summer, that's it,
yeah,
a vitae.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd always
prior to the election. So
this is also in here.
Yeah, so if what you want to do is.
Oh, good, I did it wrong.
And it's my final gesture. And what you want to do is take the nominations. Have them submit and be paid, and then at the June meeting, to your election.
Yep.
Okay. That way, this charter is satisfied from both sides.
So we do have a June meeting scheduled.
Yeah.
June 6th.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, I thought this was the last meeting.
So to have it.
And see, that's the thing, is the EA's term end.
Yeah, this is the last meeting. Of our,
I thought it was the last meeting for the
year.
Year.
Oh.
Oh.
So
yeah.
This is the last meeting Joe will be an EA member.
Yes.
I'm sorry that we didn't find that sooner, but it was in Article 6 procedures, kind of buried within it. So we were going based on what other assemblies did, which is have the organizational meeting as soon as they can after election.
Okay.
So was the complaint that they do not vote today?
Well, and do you like to schedule with me in the alphabet?
No.
Well, I think that was the other reason we were considering doing this today was because our June 6th meeting we had there as a luncheon that was hooked up.
And that was just actually changed this morning.
We could have an organizational meeting.
on the 30th.
So I make a motion that we postpone the elections until the June 6th meeting.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor? Oh, yes.
Discussion.
I'm sorry. Discussion.
Yeah, I was just like to amend that the candidates present the case
in advance.
Yeah, requested it.
Yeah.
Required.
Whatever that word is.
Yes.
And I would further like to amend the motion to not say postpone, but to, in accordance with the charter, hold the meeting, or hold the election, as stated in the charter.
So do you want to submit a resolution listing the slate of officers? Hang on to the new resolution.
No.
I mean, how do you officially do that? Brian, go ahead.
Can other nominees be
added to the list?
From now till then?
Yes.
Up until June 5th.
Yeah,
and we could make a last call for nomination.
Right. Okay.
And what we've done in the past is I would still chair that meeting and help to run the election.
New chair.
And be out, so I would have to move, yeah.
Yes, there's chances that between now and then that'll be refined if somebody says they don't want to be there. So I think like Terry, I might only want to go for one office, so three.
If you do nominations on that day, are they going to fit with the document you just talked about their real test to submit?
Well, I think that if anyone is considering being an executive officer,
or bring one,
you should prepare one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because certainly you can self-nominate also. If you're interested in an office, then you should, by all means, add your name. Okay.
In the past, we've just done verbal statements. We didn't always have written.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, so.
Yeah. But
your meeting.
Yeah.
I'm sharing that too.
Okay. So the motion. We've got to vote on the motion before you leave.
Okay. So all those in favor of holding the election on Wednesday, June 6th, at our next regular business meeting.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Terrific. Anyone opposed? Or
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Amy, what's your number of four votes?
Sorry?
Did you get those numbers? How many people voted?
9.
Okay.
0. Bye. Thank you.
Everybody.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, now we'll move down to committee reports. Joe, do you have anything for?
We had a message last week. And this is the last choice people were working on. President Baker?
Yes.
Here's my report. The next edition of Pauper will have the report on the latest George Peter Woodman.
No, the last edition of Pauper did.
Oh, whatever. It was out there. That's right. It was the last one.
Yeah, no, Brendan. Even though you're not going to be on the year, you're still going to be on SRAC after.
I'm interested in being, I don't want to be chair, but. Right.
On communication, we didn't have a meeting. I guess we'll just hold on everything until the new officers are elected and
all that stuff.
Finance. You submitted everything?
The budget. We're done.
Emergency grant fund. We have not had a meeting. We'll only have a meeting when there is a request for
a fund.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Employee education. Donna is chair of that. And IOC. I haven't heard anything from Andre. Quite a while. So we'll move down to old business. Amy sent out minutes for January 3rd, January 10th, and March 7th. Do we have any amendments to the meetings for January 3rd?
I move that we accept the meetings as submitted.
Second.
So approved. January 10th.
I move we accept January 10th meeting.
Second. January 10th approved. March 7th.
Pastor. Your turn.
I make a motion. The meeting minutes of March 7th as submitted.
Second.
March 7th approved.
We really should have voted on all those, by the way. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Anybody get any of those?
Okay, open forum. You want to go around the table? Say anything you'd like to say?
Well, I'll just say it's been a wonderful 10 years. It's been an honor and a privilege to be part of this organization. I'll be watching you guys.
You're still come hang out. Pizza.
And I actually want to say a couple of things. Now that Joe is leaving us, I am the senior member, and I expect respect. but I can't let Joe go without letting him know how much of a significant part of this group he has been over the past several years. I have learned an extreme great amount of information from him. He's been a mentor and a really solid guide for me, and I just want to let him know how much I appreciate that. So, that's it.
I respect you.
He hasn't gotten enough sleep lately.
Yeah, I too, you know, it's regrettable that Joe has been fired. I mean, Joe is resigning. But he has, I agree with everything that Pat said. You know, just an encyclopedia of knowledge from A to Z on the employee assembly. So you will be missed. Your presence will be missed, but it's enduring and lasts forever. So thank you for your contributions.
For new incoming members and whoever's coming back, just want to say I hope you guys consider joining a couple of committees, you know, various committees here, because very often we're understaffed, so definitely keep that in mind. You know, in addition to where you want to be, also to consider which committees you want to be a part of, because, you know, for example, Pat's been strained, he's the only person on finance, you know, stuff like that. So. And also,
I'll still be on it. I just won't share it.
Yeah. And I hope, Joe, that you do actually come back, because, you know the kind of stuff that I don't have any clue about, so you'll help clarify us on a lot of important details. So.
Well, I guess I'd like to second all of you guys, and I do respect you as well. I have slept a lot lately.
Bloated ego in here.
And it's really great to have people like Joe and Dennis around, because they know so much, and I feel like they're just dictionaries. You know, you ask any questions, and they have got an answer for you. So that
maybe a ramen, but we have
really good at too. So I mean, that's just, it's great, and I hope we do see you around.
The thing that I remember most about Joe at all the events that EA was having or was going to have, I would always go to the meeting knowing that I would see Joe. Even when I come to the meeting, as I come up the stairs and around the corner, I expect to see Joe sitting in front of the door. And the day I wonder why I was the only one in there, he wasn't sitting there, because I didn't need to sign out. I want to thank Joe, and Greg, I did. I always look forward to seeing him at those events, no matter what they were. He was going to be there and be first and work diligently to make sure they come off good. Maybe I got to pick it up now.
He was so much taller.
Well, obviously we didn't know each other, we don't know each other well, but even though you're leaving, I'll still respect you anytime.
And Joe, thank you. And I want to say that you've always welcomed me as well as everybody else, and that's always nice to hear that welcome and feel part of things even when you're brand new here. And
I appreciate the books you brought me and
You name it. Every time I didn't understand something, I'd call you, and you'd say, "Well, I'm going to have to come over to North Campus. I'll stop." You know, we had several conversations on different things. Hopefully, I won't see it too many fires in the building, but I'm sure we'll run into each other. It's been my pleasure.
You.
I get a chance to say something?
She said, yeah. Oh, and I respect you too, senior.
I don't really have to say goodbye to Joe, because from what I understand, Joe's going to continue to be a contributing member of the Farmland Board, which actually employs assembly members is where he got his start. He was on the Farmland Board long before he joined the Employee Assembly. Not only impact on the Employee Assembly, but on the Conference Board as well. Helps keep me honest as well as anyone can. And Joe has contributed a lot. And I know this won't be your only way. You know you won't leave the Employee Assembly high and dry. You'll be involved in as many ways as you are now. So thanks for all the good.
Thanks for the memory.
Who can sing?
Ari.
It's too old for you.
Ari, that guy.
The only other thing that I'd like to say is whether, I mean, I have seen you over in the college over in some of the buildings. I think the last time was a fire alarm on them. And I didn't pull it. I didn't do it. Okay, you did it. Okay. But I just wanted to say if you are out of sight, you'll never be out of mind. You've made a mark.
Just want to add one thing as this is all going on. You do good work in keeping the humor in it. That's what makes it so much more fun. You can get too damn serious about stuff, but you still do good work in that humor.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
We good? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Yes.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.